Kia ora and welcome, Quentin Johnson.
Good morning, Catherine.
This much is true. Is this a memoir by the effervescent Miriam Margolyes?
It is. It is a memoir. And just for people who don't know Miriam Margolyes, if that's the right way to pronounce it, she's an English actress, and she's probably best known, which she finds very ironic, really, for playing Professor Sprout in the Harry Potter series. She was only in two of the films, but she gets stopped on the street in all parts of the world, and some people say, "You, Professor Sprout." But she's a very good actress. She's 80 now. And she's also, I guess, known because she was very good in a Scorsese film called The Age of Innocence. She got nominated for Academy Award for that. And she did some touring of a one-woman show that she wrote herself with someone else called Dickens Women. And she toured England and the States and Australia and New Zealand. And she played 23 of characters, two of whom were men. So it's just her story of how she was born in 1941 in London to Jewish parents. She describes herself as a short, fat Jewish girl with no neck. And she grows up in this household where she's the only child. She's much loved, very secure. She's got a rather sort of meek and mild father who's a doctor. Her mother's rather domineering and controlling, and there's a suspicion she might be bipolar, actually. And in some ways, she's a bit like Miriam. Not that Miriam's bipolar or she's domineering, but Miriam's very exuberant. So this is just about her rise to go to through school and going to Cambridge. And she doesn't have very nice things to say about Graham Parker, or not Graham Parker, John Cleese, Graham Chapman, and Bill Oddie, who were not very nice to her there. In fact, she's really good at the way she kind of really puts herself out there with saying, you know, nasty things about people. Not nasty things, but disparaging things about people she really doesn't like, and about places as well. So she doesn't like Oxford very much. She hates Brexit. She loathes Boris Johnson. At the same time, she's very warm and lovely about people she really does like, and the actresses like Vanessa Redgrave and Judi Dench and Maggie Smith, who she admires very much. She'd be a fantastic dinner companion, I think.
Do we get more depth in the arc of the memoir as to, you know, life's ups and downs and extremes, rather, like we're hearing a lot? It's almost like off the cuff, as you say, conversational so far. But does she go deeper?
Yeah, she does. She's towards the end, although she seems so sort of, you know, full of life and full of beans, she talks about what it's like being fat. She's been fat ever since she was little, and she hates it, really. And she's very warm, you know, about her. She's gay, and she lives with she does not live, actually. That's interesting. She's had a partner for 53 years, and they've never lived together. They just sort of travel together. And she, talking about her mother, she's very moving, and her mother having a stroke, and the father sort of gently looking after her. And she's she does get into the depth of things. But, you know, if you see her on something like Graham Norton, where she appears regularly, that's the style of this memoir. She's outrageous. She drops lots of four-letter words in there. And it's a very easy, fun read.
Good stuff. Thank you very much. That is Quentin Johnson's review of This Much Is True by Miriam Margolyes, published by Hachette. $38 the price.